Proclamation number 6447 of 8th of January, 1956. Hoarding the matter. Stimulating the opponent. What my spirit imparts to people is to be regarded as truth alone. And therefore all spiritual knowledge conveyed to you must correspond to this sole truth from me, otherwise it originated from another whose endeavor is and will always remain to fight the truth and who also uses such means for this purpose which are intended to feign me myself as the source. Whatever I give to people will only ever serve to attain maturity of soul, which was set as people's actual earthly aim. Because my love wants to help them become free from every material bondage in order to be able to enter the spiritual kingdom after death carefree. And every word which is conveyed to earth by me myself only ever has this one purpose, to instill maturity of soul into you. I will only ever admonish people to liberate themselves, and I will also give you the comprehensible reason for it. I will enlighten you as to what all matter actually is in essence and in what way the spiritualization of those takes place in an infinitely long time. My concern will only ever be for your soul, the spiritual in material form. The detachment from matter is such a significant act, it is an act of utmost importance, that never again will my word contain a suggestion to hoard matter, to increase it and to enjoy its possession. But all this stimulates my adversary. And you may believe these words of mine that my adversary has gained influence wherever these phenomena can be followed, that riches accumulate, that these riches are used to feast people's eyes, that these riches do not serve the purpose which alone is to be spoken of as a blessing of wealth, to relieve poor and needy people of their state of misery. My adversary will always know how to prevent this, and by this you humans will also be able to recognize where my adversary rules, and you will also be able to be certain that no truth can be found there either, because my adversary will always fight against the truth, but especially in his territory, because he will also find his loyal followers there who are submissive to him. My word from above provides information about my adversary's activities in the last days before the end. And he who belongs to my own also sees the signs of the end and only cares for his soul. My adversary, however, does not want to accept this end and neither do all those like him. And these are driven by him to make provisions for a time which will no longer be. And people willingly follow his suggestions. They do not think about the near end but create and work and plan and build for times to come and thereby prove their walk in darkness and their Lord to whom they have submitted themselves. My word alone is truth. And this word announces to you that you humans are all facing the end. If you believed these words of mine, you would not succumb to greed for material goods, you would only ever try to make the last days bearable for each other, you would be more mindful of people living in greatest need whom you could help. And you would turn to the pure word of God and clearly recognize where my adversary is at work. Then you would also no longer allow yourselves to be deceived by deceptive work, by webs of lies. You would obviously recognize the father of lies who wants to alienate you from the truth. For you would also recognize how different the spiritual knowledge is which was offered to you from that which I myself guide to earth. Yet as long as you yourselves are willing to be ever more firmly chained to matter, you will also be blind in spirit, and so long will you also remain in its power. You are facing the end and all your striving is in vain. Therefore detach yourselves from matter before it is too late, lest it become your grave. Amen.